I always like AC/DC because they got powerful songs.
It is in your face.
Yeah. Is it about as powerful as those flaming Cheetos you're eating on?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you do that to yourself?
Because it tastes good.
It tastes good, but you said, my mouth is on fire. Flaming Cheetos. I like the cheesy cheese, old Cheetos. That's, you know, the taste without the pain.
Yeah, I like the puffs.
Do they clear your sinuses, though?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess that's a plus. Unless you get a runny nose. So, where are we going? By the way, you're listening to the what?
Music with Kara Hour.
Yeah, the music with Kara Hour. And it wasn't the music without Kara Hour.
No.
That one didn't go so well. I don't know. That's not too bad. I have my own. But it is your show, so where are you going next?
All Night Thing by Temple of the Dog.
All Night Thing? What's that all about?
I don't know.
They staying up all night, then complaining how they're tired the next morning?
Probably.
I don't know anybody like that. All right, here we go. Motion to me that you want it. Cool. My brain just stopped during that song. Yeah, they did. It just like, I heard this big old screech, you know, kind of like whenever a car slams on the brakes. And it just stopped. Or that noise that you get when you drag it across an old vinyl record. Scream.
Refresh button.
Yeah. Do you got one?
Nope.
Well, then why'd you tell me for? Eat some more of your hot Cheetos. Where are we going now?
Little Susie by Tesla.
Yeah, I can't talk about my experience with the hot peppers because it's too graphic. But let's just say, don't do it.
Do it.
I got some hold of some of that hot sauce that you used to have. That stuff tore me up, man. Matter of fact, Miss Coraline's the one that put it on the sandwich for me. That stuff make your eyes crooked. How do you eat that?
It tastes good.
Hurts so good, huh? All right, here we go. Tesla, Little Susie.
Yep.
All right.
Don't bring it down.
You know, I was actually watching a video yesterday where this guy was talking about the military guys used to take doggone hot sauce and put it underneath their eyes as a way to stay awake. And some of them were crazy enough to actually put it in a corner of their eye. So if you ever get up late and you're tired for Music with Kara Hour, you could take one of those doggone fiery Cheetos and scotch tape them one underneath each eye. That'll keep you awake during the show.
I think I'll just do it naturally. I'll find a way to stay awake.
Why don't you try it? Where's your sense of adventure?
No.
I got some electrical tape. How about some of this right here?
If you try it with me.
So we're going to be sitting here with hot flaming Cheetos under our eyes while we do the rest of the show?
Yep.
That'll be a lively one. I don't like that plan. Where are we going?
Welcome to My Nightmare by Alice Cooper.
Oh, see, that would have been a nightmare too, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Just, why don't you just take one of those Cheetos and just touch it on there and see what it does?
Nope.
No? Why not? So don't touch me with it. I don't want to poke somebody in the eye with a hot flaming Cheeto. That's rude. Psst. Ah! All right, we better get to the song before we get in trouble, right? Welcome to My Nightmare. Here we go.
Nightmare. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong. Vacation, unnecessary sedation. You wanna feel at home, 'cause you belong. Just the way we are when we come down. We sweat and laugh and scream here, 'cause life is just a dream here. You know inside you feel right at home here. Welcome to my breakdown. You're welcome to my nightmare, yeah.
so conservative, I could say that I would give it a thumb and a half up instead of a thumb and a half down.
Two thumbs up.
You like a two thumbs up?
Yep.
Okay. I had good points to it, so I couldn't just totally thrash the song. But that guy was a crazy looking character, man.
Mm-hmm.
You can't judge a book by its cover, but maybe he was kind of crazy anyway. Some of his interviews. You never seen none
of
those?
Never saw the interviews.
Oh, wow. Jeez, you gotta go back and look. Google it! So anyway, you got beads of sweat rolling off your forehead. You're suffering from the hot Cheetos. Now what are we doing?
Wishing Well by Blackfoot.
Alright, so you're going to use that wishing well to wish you hadn't ate so many hot Cheetos?
I'm probably going to eat more.
Are you glutton for punishment or what? Man, some people, I swear, I don't know, I had something intelligent to say, but I just got stuck there where you said you're probably going to eat more. Anyway, here we go.
Off your hat and kick off your shoes. I know you ain't going anywhere. Run around the town singing your blues. I know you ain't going anywhere. You've always been a good friend of mine, but you're all
if somebody goes scuba diving down in the bottom of a wishing well and steals all the coins out of the bottom, that they're actually stealing people's wishes? Or do you think that once the wish is granted that it's free for the taking? I'm asking this for a reason.
I think, like, once it's granted, because, I mean, you didn't go down and steal the coin back.
Yeah. Yeah.
After you made the wish.
So they still get their wish.
Yeah.
They already got their wish. Move on.
Right.
So you know what that means? You and I can go, like, some swan dives into some fountains and get some change, man. Buy you some more of those hot chips.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I like it.
So you go in first, and I'll watch and make sure nobody's looking. Dive in, Carrie. You can get it.
I think you should go in first because you're a faster runner.
Well, yeah, and I could claim insanity because I'm an old dude, so I could say I'm senile.
And I could just be like, I was only...
I tried to watch him. I'm supposed to watch the elderly, but he got away from me. Now he's got a pocket full of change. Anyway, don't throw me under the bus.
No, I want some of that change, too.
Oh, okay, cool. So we're going to go raid the wishing well, then. Now, I don't want to go down one of those, like, really deep ones that had the buckets.
Uh-uh.
And tie a rope to my foot and put it on that little spindle thing and reel me down like a fishing reel. And I'll grab the chains and you bring me up.
Yeah, but if I get caught, I can't bring you back up.
Oh, that's the point. Anyway, so where are we going now?
Locomotive Breath by Jethro Tull.
Cool. Locomotive Breath. There's so much that could be said about that, but I ain't saying it. Here we go. Turn down every idea that I come up with.
Because it's gonna hurt me in some way.
Look, if you're fast enough, you can run up there and slap that bee's nest and run off and everything's cool. You said you went head-to-head with them with some fly swatters. They probably saw you coming and said, look at that crazy lady. Run. Let's get out of here. That's insane, man. I don't know who would do that.
Well, she had to get into her house.
So you put your hand out flat, just like this right here, and you put it out there and you got your camera like that, and then you walk up there towards it and you do that little sneaking sound, dun 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 dun, kind of like Jaws. And then once you get up there, dun 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 dun, and then slap that bee's nest and take off running.
Nope.
Why not? Where's your sense of adventure, man?
Not there.
I wouldn't do it either, truthfully. But it does sound amusing, don't it? You see this hand going like this in the video, and it goes up there, and then bees just come blazing out. Better leave them bees alone. Now what about an ant nest?
Yeah, that'd be okay.
Even fire ants?
No.
So a specific type of ant nest you would slap, but you wouldn't do the fire ants?
Nope.
All right. All right. Well, we'll see if we can find one of the safer ones. You have ants crawling all over your arm, getting on your hot Cheetos and all that?
No.
All right, so where are we going now?
Purple Rain by Prince.
Ooh, that's a good song. You kind of like going all different directions today.
I am.
All right, here we go.
Purple rain.
have a great big butt, please move it out of my face.
Ah, slow on the draw there.
Uh-huh.
Would the owner of the great big butt please move it out of my face? Ah! Ain't that terrible? Are you visualize that poor kid at the movie theater and somebody trying to get to their seat? That's terrible.
That's annoying.
Yeah. It's always got to be somebody do that. I hate the way they got those thing aisles too close to each other. They do that at the ball stadium, too. Everybody got to stand up just for one guy to get to a seat.
Yep.
And if you're in the middle of the row and you got to go to the can a lot, might as well just stay out. All right, so where are we going now?
Stone the Crow by Down.
Stone the Crow. I still haven't figured out what this name means. Just like going to throw a stone at a crow or get the crow stoned.
I always took it as like throw a stone at the crow.
Wouldn't that make that crow mad?
Mm-hmm.
Some of those crows around here are pretty big. They'll fly off with you. You seen these crows around here? Big bird, man.
No.
If I see you flying by, I'll use the BB gun to light them up so they'll drop you.
But don't hit me.
Oh, I can't promise that. Anyway, Stone the Crow.
Sure.
been my unfortunate experience that hot peppers burn just as much going out as they do coming in. So let that be a lesson to you.
It can only hurt as long as it hurts.
Well, I suppose. Your logic is something else. All right, so speaking of logic, what's your logical next tune?
Outshine by Soundgarden.
Outshine. I think I remember this song.
It's good.
All right. Do you know what it's about?
Nope.
No? You just know it's a good song?
Yep.
All right, gotta Google it. Looking up how many misspellings, misunderstandings were due to misspellings.
Mm-hmm.
Because you said that she, instead of putting chicken strips, she put chicken stripes.
Yep.
That's crazy. Anyway, I ain't found nothing interesting yet, but if I do, we'll share it with them.
Yeah.
So, what's your next song in line?
The next one is the last one before the mystery song.
Oh, wow. That was fast. What's that say? Pantera Cemetery Gates?
Yep.
That sounds kind of bleak.
It's good, though.
Yeah? Alright, well, folks, this isn't the mystery song. Tell them what they get if they guess the mystery song.
Trip to their refrigerator for free drinks and snacks.
Yeah, if you guess it, the name of the band and the mystery song, you get an all-expense trip to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks. Isn't that wonderful? Woohoo! But this is not the mystery song. You'll know when it is, so stay tuned.
Crucified for no sins, revenge.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you're going to get if you don't guess this next song, the mystery song number 4. See, we're recycling a few here and there. And so, you know, if you guess the name of this song right here, then you win an all expense trip to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks. And, you know, if you choose to get you some hot Cheetos like Kara was chomping on here today, you know, it's all up to you, man. But, you know, it's your prize. But I suggest getting you a glass of milk if you're going to do that, so that, because you don't want to use water. That's what Kara does. And all water does is just kind of spread it around and make it even hotter. Anyway, to each his own. Get the hot peppers out. Chomp on some of those and some hot chili peppers and some hot chili cheese fries. And you just say everything hot you can get. Just go in the kitchen and find every single hot thing you can if you win. And just, you know, go to town. Anyway, mystery song number 4. You're the first to guess and you're the first to win. And if you're the first to guess, you're the only to win, I guess, unless two people guess it at the same identical time. I don't know how we'd calculate that out, so we'd have two winners. Anyway, mystery song number 4. Let's see. Here we go.
Thank you.
black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.